Please call me. Inventor Nkosana Makate has decided to take Vodacom's undisclosed final settlement offer on judicial review. Supporters are apparently demanding that he be paid out up to 70 billion rand, and politicians are wading in quite strongly. Is it political expedience? Well, earlier I spoke to Duncan McLeod. He's from Tech Central. Duncan, Nkosana Makate has taken Vodacom Group CEO's settlement figure for judicial review. What are the experts saying about his likely prospects of success, especially because Vodacom and himself have spent an exhaustive period of time negotiating and ended up being very far apart before?
You know, this case has been going on for 18 years now through the court system, and the Constitution eventually went to the Constitutional Court, which issued a judgment that Vodacom and, of course, Nkosana Makate and his legal team had to do good faith negotiations to determine reasonable compensation, failing which it would be left up to the Constitutional Court, left it up to the Vodacom CEO, who is currently Shameel Joosen, to determine a reasonable level of compensation. Now, I think some people were a bit surprised that the Constitutional Court decided to leave it up to Vodacom CEO, but that's what they did. And he did so. Vodacom earlier this month said that it had finalized the matter and offered him a final settlement. Makate then took to his Facebook page and said that the amount was an insult and not acceptable, and that he was going to consult his legal team to consider his legal options. I don't know what those are exactly, given that the highest court in the country has already ruled on this matter. Presumably, he has some sort of option to go back to the Constitutional Court, but whether they're going to hear his complaints in this matter is not clear at this stage.
Where would he take his judicial review? Where would, you know, who would judicially review the decision that's been taken by Mr. Joosen?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but my understanding of it is that he'd have to go back to the Constitutional Court, petition the Constitutional Court and say that he's not happy with the outcome of this case, and ask the Constitutional Court to review the decision that Vodacom's CEO has made. But there is no other court that he can approach, as far as I'm aware.
So in your article, you mentioned the fact that MTN patented a similar please call me concept before Vodacom could. How does this, if at all, undermine Makate's position, since no doubt all the courts up to the Constitutional Court will have been made aware of this development?
Yes, it's it probably doesn't mean anything, because the Constitutional Court, which again is the highest court in the land, has found it in Makate's favour. So I think that's the end of it. The fact is, I mean, from a public relations perspective, it's probably not good for Makate, but I don't think that matters at all at the end of the day, because the Constitutional Court has already handed down judgment in favour of him.
Yeah. So the Please Call Me movement protested outside Vodacom's Voda World today, and there were no doubt emboldened by the likes of Gauteng MEC for Education, Panyaza Lusifi, giving today as a deadline for Vodacom to pay Makate without necessarily suggesting an amount that he should be paid. Earlier today, one of the officials at Vodacom described this incident as noise. Do you think the noise will go away? And if it doesn't, are there concerns around consumers perhaps voting with their feet?
Well, consumers are entitled to do so if they feel aggrieved by this matter. There is a competitive mobile industry in South Africa. There are three other major operators and many other service providers in the market, and consumers can switch to those operators if they feel aggrieved by this. I don't see that happening en masse. I do worry that we are heading towards an election, and this is a political hot button issue. And I do worry that politicians would use it as a vote gathering exercise. And I suspect that might be what's going on now, particularly in the case of Mr. Lusifi. I don't expect a mass migration away from Vodacom by customers issue. There might be some movement, but I don't think it's going to be big.
Yeah, because like you say, this thing has been going on for a long time, and the Constitutional Court decision was also quite a while ago. You'd be able to tell us how long ago it was. And it's interesting, like you say, the timing now of certain people piping up about this particular issue. The other thing about the Please Call Me movement is that they're demanding that Vodacom pay Makate 70 billion rand. Where do you think they get that number from? And is it really known how much Vodacom has made from the Please Call Me service?
We don't know how much Vodacom has made from the Please Call Me service, but it must be a lot of money. I would imagine it runs into the billions of rand. It's a very popular service, used every day by millions of people. I don't know where they got the 70 billion rand from. I'm not sure the source of that number, but to suggest that Vodacom should pay an amount of 70 billion rand, which I think a third of its market capitalization, is plainly ludicrous. it would probably risk bankrupting the company. It's never going to happen. What a fair amount of is, I don't know. There have been reports this morning that there have been an amount of 49 million rand bandied about that Vodacom apparently offered Mr. McCarthy. We don't know if that figure is correct or not. But the 70 billion rand is clearly ludicrous. It's never going to be paid. How much Vodacom has made from this, I'm afraid we don't know.
Okay, no, that's fine. And then lastly, Duncan, do you think that, I know Vodacom has said this is their last position, but do you think that they might reconsider just because of the noise and that this matter can be settled sooner rather than later?
I get the impression, talking to Vodacom, that this is their final offer. I mean, they communicated quite clearly this is their final offer. I get the impression that they have no intention of budging on this offer. So I don't expect them to, no.
That was Duncan McLeod. He's from Tech Central.